I'm going to go there in the next 2 weeks. I'm going to Springfield and I'm going to Aurora. You may never see me again, but that's okay. Got to do what I got to do. Whatever happened to Trump? Well, he never got out of Springfield.
It all started with Springfield, Ohio, with the former president saying they're eating pets there, they being illegal Haitian immigrants. And this story just keeps growing. And how did Charleroi get in this conversation? We are joined by Joe Manning, the borough manager of Charleroi. I appreciate you joining us, Joe. Thank you.
Good morning, Larry. It's a pleasure to be with you.
I'm guessing you probably don't want this kind of publicity, especially coming from around the nation. So how did Charleroi end up in this conversation?
I got to be honest with you, Larry. I'm really not sure. I read a newspaper article in regard to what was going on in Springfield, Ohio. And so I looked up the town and I dropped the city manager a note. And I said, you know, I can sort of empathize with what you're going through. We have a Haitian community in my borough as well. And him being kind of my counterpart, I just wanted him to know that, you know, I had some empathy for the bad publicity that Springfield, Ohio was getting. A couple days later, I'm at my desk and they transfer a call to me. And there's a young lady on the phone. She says, this is Fallon Roth with the Philadelphia Inquirer. Curious if you have a reaction to what the former president said about your town. And I said, I don't really have a reaction. I don't know what he said because I hadn't heard it. I had no idea. And then she told me, and then it just blew up from there. It's just been nothing but media inquiries and, you know, really put Charleroi in the spotlight.
Well, let's talk about Charleroi, a proud tradition there with the steel industry. Obviously, over the years, that declined and has been a long time. So what is the status of Charleroi with an immigrant population, particularly from Haiti?
We have about 4,300 residents in Charleroi. That's our population. Of that, about 3% are immigrants. And probably the reason we're getting this type of publicity is I would say that the Haitian population is probably the lion's share of our immigrant community. But we have people from China, Liberia, Jamaica. We have a real melting pot in Charleroi. But again, like I said, it's only about 3% of the population.
And Joe Manning, you're the borough manager, so you're dealing with all the issues. What is the status? I assume that you know there are people documented and, you know, went through the process to be here, or are you dealing with a lot of illegal immigrants?
No, I had a meeting with the what we consider to be our immigrant liaison and asked him, and I said, can we be sure that you know, all the folks that we're talking about here are here legally? And he said, yeah. He said, everybody is here that's here is legal. So it hasn't been an issue. And something else you need to understand. I mean, this blew up because of what the former president said. However, these folks have been here for years. I mean, we didn't just wake up one day and say, where did all these Haitian people come from? They've been here for several years now, living in the community, working in the community. So it's nothing new to us.
And what would you say in terms of people talking about, was there an increase in crime? Do you have a lot of issues because of it?
No, we've seen no spike in crime, no increase in violent crime, anything like that. That's what everybody wants to know is, you know, the president seems to infer that the borough is going bankrupt and our resources are stretched thin. Well, none of that's true. It hasn't been a strain on our resources. We provide the same services to the borough and to the population as we always did. And as I said, this isn't like this just happened overnight. These folks have been here for several years now. And so, no, we haven't. We're not anywhere near being bankrupt. that's not the case. And we haven't seen the strain on our resources that's being portrayed.
I have heard that there's new life in Charleroi and on the main street, too.
That's true. That's true. That's the upside of having a population increase, which is Charleroi is about the only municipality in the Mon Valley that's actually seeing a population increase because of this type of thing. And they have opened some businesses on Main Street. There's a lot more people on the street, and it has sort of revitalized things there.
And to be clear, no one's eating pets that you know of.
No, I don't know where that came from or how that got started. You hear wild rumors all the time. There are Facebook pages out there that are just nothing but negative connotations of these folks and the conditions there, but none of it's true. I mean, and Larry, it's hard to deal with this. This is hands down the strangest time I've ever lived through. You know, I'm of an age where, you know, I can remember the 60s and anti-war protests and Watergate and all of that sort of thing, political assassinations. But I don't ever remember the country being like this. Like I said, they don't have these Facebook pages where they say, oh, there's a tent city, government-funded tent city in the Rite Aid parking lot. Well, I mean, there's easily observable reality. If you drive to the Rite Aid parking lot, you see cars of people in there shopping and getting their prescriptions filled. There are no tents there. There are no people walking down the street carrying live chickens or any of that kind of thing that you read on some of these pages. It's just, like I said, you can take easily observable reality, or you can have a fun Facebook post. You know, I don't know.
They're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats.
Oh, man.
I have a dog, and I know where he's at most of the time. I don't know where they think they're getting all these dogs. I mean,
well, keep an eye on him,
Joe. Somebody just knock on your door. Yeah, somebody just knock on your door and say, hey, I want to take your dog for a walk, you know.
There's another warning.
You may never see him again. I mean,
another warning,
yeah,
Joe.
Another, yeah.
They take in the geese. You know where the geese are? In the park, in the lake. And even walking off with their pets.
Okay. Joe, thank you for kind of setting the record straight on Charleroi. People can argue about anywhere else, but you live it every day as the borough manager. My question is, are these new immigrant Steelers fans? That's the important thing.
That's a good question. You do see a lot of Steelers swag all through the borough, so I would say that they are assimilating to Steeler Nation, yes.
All right, so thank you for taking time, Joe. I really appreciate it. Hope it dies down for you. You can just return to normal life soon.
Oh, my goodness, Larry, I do too. So far this week, I've talked to the BBC, German television. I had a lady in yesterday from Switzerland. Talked to Reuters, NBC, ABC called yesterday. I haven't had a chance to get back to them yet. Philadelphia Inquirer, I'm trying to think. Oh, and I have Univision coming to the borough today. So
God bless you, brother. I appreciate it. It'll blow
Larry,
over
thank
someday.
You, so much.
You got it. I appreciate
oh,
your
God,
time.
We hope so.
Thanks for talking to us
thank
here
you.
At KDKA. And we wish you and Charleroi all the best.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
All right. Joe Manning, borough manager in Charleroi. Booming now.